Are Vermonters willing to pay more at the pump in exchange for a break on their electricity bills? A coalition of lawmakers, environmental advocates, and business leaders hope that the answer is yes. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, backers of the newest proposal for a carbon tax in Vermont are making an appeal to the pocketbook.
Dan Barlow is the policy director at Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility. He says his members believe climate change might well be the biggest threat facing businesses in the state.
You know, one of the things that business is really good at is identifying a societal problem and finding a way to turn that into an economic development opportunity.
And if Vermont wants to seize that opportunity, Barlow says, then it can start by gradually increasing the amount of money that residents have to pay for fossil fuels, like gas and home heating oil, and then use those revenues to buy down electricity bills. The authors of the new carbon pricing plan include some prominent business owners, and the idea is to take some of the $2 billion that Vermonters spend annually on fossil fuels and redirect it toward the local renewable energy economy. Here's Barlow again.
So we have an opportunity to localize our energy spending the same way we've localized how we pay for food here in Vermont.
The 10-year plan phases in over time, and it tries to hasten the move away from fossil fuels by making them more expensive to use. In year one, Vermonters would see about a 4-cent per gallon increase at the pump. By year 10, it had jumped to 45 cents a gallon. And that's the problem, according to critics of the plan, such as Republican Governor Phil Scott.
I'm afraid that this, in of itself, would have a huge detrimental effect on our economy. Prices of goods and services would have to go up as a result of that.
Franklin County Senator Joe Benning, also a Republican, says the plan would be especially bad for people in rural districts like his.
I represent a constituency that must travel to get to work. There's just no way around it.
But Chittenden County Senator Chris Pearson, who will soon introduce a new carbon tax bill in the Vermont Senate, says the plan won't increase out-of-pocket expenses for residents or businesses. That's because all the money collected from the carbon tax, according to Pearson, would go directly back to consumers in the form of reduced electricity rates. The proposal would collect about $30 million in year one and more than $300 million once it was fully implemented.
And by the end of it, it lands us having the cheapest electric rates in all of the Northeast by about 25%.
Pearson says low-income and rural residents would get an additional break on power bills, and he says people would have a new financial incentive to get off of fossil fuels and rely more on an electrical grid that uses far cleaner energy sources. Lawmakers will introduce a companion bill in the Vermont House, but resistance to the plan won't come from Republicans alone. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, a Democrat, says she thinks the new carbon tax plan would have adverse impacts on the people who can least afford them.
I can't support a plan that doesn't offer better alternatives for our rural economy.
Johnson says she plans to offer an alternative plan to reduce carbon emissions during the next legislative session. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.